too many rams. He's saying he's leaving some syllable out repeatedly, and perhaps habitually he has been chanting like this for a long time, that he's not chanting perfectly. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He's not perfectly pronouncing the mantra. This is offensive chanting. This is...
He says, if someone chants Maha Mantra, but by habit he misses the sequence, sometimes Ram, Ram, Ram too many times, Hari, 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 Hari too many, will this become offense, aparad, nam aparad, or what? This question. The crumb of the name is juggled.
That may not get the status of taking the name systematically. That's the ordinary name. That means if there is Shraddha. Shraddha is all in all. Devotion, affection. Then any form of name that will be reluctant. But they want to get the result of taking the Mahamantra. That's ordinary name taking. That may be. If Shraddha is there.
Then there is some separate benefit for chanting the Maha Mantra?
Ordinary name. If there is Shraddha, then any type of name will be fruitful to a certain extent.
But the pure chanting of the Maha Mantra has...
Not that. That consequence they won't get. That fruit. If they do not follow the real system, then they won't get the result of Maha Mantra. But ordinary taking of the name divine, that will come. Namaikam yasya vāti smarana patagatam sutramulam gatam va suddham va asuddha vatnam bhavahita rahitam tāvayatyeva satyam tatche deha dravina janata lobha pāsanda madhye nikṣiptam sat no phala janakam śīghra neva atyavitya. It can't go in vain. But if the real name falls in a rough soil, it will take time to sprout. The name should come from a genuine source, real Vaikuntha Nama. Vaikuntha Nama must be spiritual, not lived it or mind it. But super soul depth must have the name. And that vibration does not go useless. But if the soil is unfavorable, it may take some time. Bhavahita Rahitam, this Bhavadhan Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given special note on this. Tattva Sabda Bhavadhan, Tattva Bhavadhan. Hari. Hare, Hara, that may bring some result. But Hatakari, Hari, two words within the middle. Sanatana Goswami has discussed this. Then this Bhavadham, not Hari, Hatari, that may not get the result as Hari. Because the two words in the middle, this Bhavadham and there is Tattva Bhavadham, not only the mediation of the words sound, but there is mediation of the meaning. This Mayavadi he may pronounce Hari, but the Devadham, the difference is of the ontological difference, the difference of different plane of thought. That is Devadham. If he takes it as the product of Maya in the misunderstanding of Saguna, but it is Nirguna. So Devadham, that mediation, interruption, is of two classes. One to the sound, the physical, another to the meaning, the real purpose. That is also Devadham, intermediation, interruption. That don't give the desired result. Otherwise, if it is bigger, Kanan, Kan, Kesto, in place of Krishna, he says Kesto. That will also fetch something.
Supersoul deep, is that consciousness one can cultivate consciously when he's chanting Japamala to think of Supersoul?
The question of faith, difference of faith, stages of different faith will produce different type of results. A thief also may accept the name Hari. Hari means to steal. There are also some possibility of good effect. But Tattva Vavadham, Hari, this Mayavadi's Hari and Hari of devotee is different. So this Mayavad is the mediate, intercept between the two. What is that which comes between the two and separates?
Intermediate.
The question of faith, pure faith, that is the primary thing. Anyhow, the clear memory, the memory must reach high. That is what is necessary. The consciousness, it will anyhow, it must have to carry the consciousness to that plane. But in the highest stage, bondage bham hai ei Vrindavan. Ordinary forest, awakens the memory of that Vrindavan. It is possible. This tamal tree that gets the fullest recollection of Krishna to Radharani, tamal. When she embraced the tamal, she thought that I have got the embracing of Krishna in this way. It is also possible. The question of faith, that is the primary thing.
This memory of Vrindavan is within Jivatma, every Jivatma?
Not Jivatma. Jivatma will have to enter into that high plane where the Vrindavan is in this conscious world. Jivatma will have to come in touch with that higher plane in the conscious world, which is known as Vrindavan. It must have to come there. Jivatma, jiva is tatastha, marginal. When jiva is captured by dint of his service, it can enter into that higher place, or it is taken up for the service there, then he can feel Vrindavan. Otherwise, from his own intrinsic position, he can't. It is the property of ordinary jiva, not right. But he is eligible if he accepts the service in pursuit of a real sadhu, then he can enter Vrindavan. Not as a matter of right, but matter of grace. If the upper persons there are gracious to accept them, accept anyone to take up there, then he can go, otherwise not. Just as an ordinary servant, if he is taken into the harem of the king, a maid servant or a boy servant, taken into the harem, the most private part, he can go, she can go. Otherwise, they will have to be outside. It is the sweet will of the Vaishnava, of the servitors of that plane. And by one's attitude, the purity of purpose, and the attraction of the Vrindavan Leela, and the grace of the Vaishnava, the servitor guru, can take them out there. Can go. It's perfect, can go up to that place. Highest prospect. But the atmosphere is only of free grace, Sarup Shakti. Tatastha Shakti, you will have to enter into the higher potency. Lower potency, you will have to enter into higher potency, only by the free grace of the higher potency. That is all serving every object, full of serving, adoration, the object of service. The soil, the air, everything is of higher stuff than myself. We have to enter into that place, only by the grace of the Vaishnava at that land. Visha is granted only for the interest of the land from which the visha is granted. If he thinks that they won't be useful there, they won't allow to enter. The higher land, and for their interest only, they will take us there. Slaves, recruitment of the slaves. If you are a good slave, they will come to recruit you for their purpose here, from here. Recruitment of the slave. But by faithful service, he may be adored like a thief. No narrowness, no meanness is there. But no claim. All out of grace. All out of grace. Their attitude is wholly transformed. They become accustomed to look around like this. They are all my guru, I am to serve all of them. That should be wholesale transformation. I am in a serving unit. I am the meanest of the mean. Only by their grace I am here, otherwise I have no faith. humility. That is the very nature of the sadhusya. Everyone thinking that I am the most meanest of the mean. Only by serving them that I complete my position here and my prestige, all these things. Service. Serving. Serving whole self transformed into serving unity. And the service is adored according to its purity, sincerity, adored, and the classification of its nature, rasa, and its efficiency, it is adored there. But if you think that we are like so many slaves recruited there, but by our good nature and the behavior, the difference will disappear. No claim, no claim. If you want to put any claim, then you are disqualified. Only grace. So hard. Oh, his mentality is, I have no qualification. But anyhow, I have got their grace, their kindness. They are giving this chance of serving them. I am so fortunate. I have no capacity of my own. I am not qualified. I am not qualified. So I have no claim, but out of their grace, I am given the chance. With that sort of apprehension, they will go on with their discharging of their duty. Dagnamatmi vilan guptitya varam dhadsharamati in his full faith. This is the very nature of the negative existence. Self-abnegation. Self-abnegation. The very nature of the potency, the negative side. And also try to increase the negative characteristic of one's own self. And that will draw the positive so much to him. The pitiable condition. Je jato potita hai, tamo daya tato tai, tate ami shubhattu daya. We are told that as much as one is fallen, your attraction is towards him so much. You are Patit Pava. You have come to deliver the fallen, and I am the fallen. So I have got a claim for your grace, because I am the worst type of fallen person, the negative side. I am the worst type of fallen, not a hypocrisy, but he must feel like that. And so I can claim for your grace. And needy, the worst needy I am. So I can claim your grace, your mercy, mercy. Je jato potito hai, tamo daya tato tai. Tate ami shupatra daya, I am really the most. So I think I have claimed on your mercy, the sincere feeling. to improve the negative side. So Gani Prasamda Pasha. Knowledge is a failure here. Because knowledge wants to possess something within its zone. That it is my capital, I have put some thing in the box I can take out and I can show. My property. I am subject. There are so many objective existence within this subject. And I can show according to my necessity to others. Pratishtha. But mukam karoti vachalam. Only by his grace I can talk about him. If he gives the supply, then I can distribute. But if that is disconnected, I am nowhere. I cannot give any delivery to any goods. The source is there, the powerhouse. Guru Sundar, Guru Sundar, Guru Sundar. Yeah? Marginal portion is covered by my existence. I appear here as the master of Maya and I appear there as the servant of Vaikuntha. And within me, Viraja and Brahmaloka. Viraja, the representation, the highest representation of Prakriti, and the Brahmaloka, the lowest representation of the conscious mind. Mam udhyakritam, no vyakritam, no vishishtena gyatam. Not very clearly differentiated, very vague. My position. Advyakritam, Bhagavatam to Vaishnava, above me, there is another section that I call Bhagavatam, Vaishnava. Bhagavatam to Vaishnavam Padam, there is another sphere which is known as Vaishnava Padam. So Vishnu Paranam Padam, Vaikuntha, Vaishnavam Padam. Jataham Vibhudha Karate, he is Vibhudha. Oh God, Kalatai, when the whole dissolution will take place after a long time, long, long period, then I also aspire after to enter into that domain. But that Mahadev is saying. Making a clear differentiation of this mundane and this spiritual world. And in the middle, he is as the master of the Maya, Maya Shakti, and as the servant, Vaishnavanam Jatha Sambhu, representing himself as the token of service of the Vaikuntha. That is the position of Shiva Loka. There on that side, there is Sadashi and Mahavishnu, and this side, the Rudra, known as Rudra. Ekadash Rudra. On the other side, the devotee Shiva, that is Sadashiva, is devotee. And sometimes he is identical with Advaita Prabhu or Mahavishnu. So Advaita Prabhu sometimes told as Shiva, Shivavata, or Mahavishnu. Sadashiva and Mahavishnu, I almost want to say. The devotee Shiva is Mahavishnu. And Karanabhasai is he. They are the cause and the bottom of all the wholesome creation. He is there. Tadalinga Bhagavan Shambhu. And he sends the ray to this this misconceived body. And with Prakriti that is mingled, and the first stage is Mahatattva. And then so many Brahmandra. And in each Brahmandra there is again that Vishnu Avatar. Karunabdhai says, second representation, that is God Buddha Sai, in each Brahmanda. And then again, each jiva soul within, that is Kirodha Sai. These are the Purushavatar, three Purushavatar. Kirodha Sai, God Buddha Sai, and Karanabdhi Sai. These are three Purushavatar. একজনের সমস্ত ব্রহ্মাণ্ডে যত জাগতি
চৈতন্য চৈতম এটা বিবিধ স্থাবর জঙ্গম দেখে না দেখে তার মূর্তি সর্বত্র হয় নিজ ইষ্ট দেব স্ফূর্তি এন্ড অলসো বিগেহা না বুঝোয় উই ক্যান্ট আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দেম বাট স্টিল দ্য কোয়েশ্চেন আরাইজেস. Does he see Shyamsunda playing his flute in every position? Or does he see...
According to his adhikar, his realization.
Yes.
Some may say Sri Narayan connection.
Yes.
Some Vrindavan connection. He is connected with the conception of the center. He is like that. Some may see more inclined to Mahaprabhu. He sees Mahaprabhu's recollection comes from the captures.
Yes.
According to intensity, according to position, the sarupa, such feelings. Nanda centered, Yashoda centered, the center of interest. That will excite us to see according Vatsali Ras, Madhur Ras. They will give excitement to a particular group of things. The Sokkarasa, they will see the cow, the grazing, the Krishna Sakai, this way. Their lila is Krishna. It will, that is also infant characteristic. They will excite them in such. And Madhur Rasa in another way, Vatsala Rasa another way. And they are concerned with Narayana or Ramchandra or Gauranga. More addicted, and that flash will come within him by any connection.
Guru Maharaj, one devotee from Orissa, he said there are records he has heard from his father. One Brahmin, there are records that Jesus Christ stayed in Jagannath Puri temple and accepted one guru, worshipping Sad Shiva. Have you heard?
Who was worshipping
Sad?
The guru.
I can't follow. One gentleman of Orisha.
He says there's a record that Lord,
where is the record?
Where is the record? In Orissa.
Orissa.
In Jagannath temple.
One temple near Jagannath.
That Jesus Christ came to visit Jagannath.
He stayed.
And that he accepted a guru who was a disciple of Sadashiva. Jesus Christ has accepted one guru there.
A guru in Jagannath.
Yeah. Who was a disciple or worshipper, devotee of Sadashiva.
Sadashiva. Where is Sadashiva in Odisha?
Sadashiva means that...
A person.
Person
or any deity.
Or
no,
the Lord.
That was, I think, his deity.
A deity.
Sadashiva. Where is Sadashiva? The location
where
of
is
Jagannath
it?
Temple.
No. I don't think it's a formal deity. It was just that his guru he chose.
Guru means any gentleman, Uriya gentleman.
Yes.
And Sadashiva.
No, one guru.
Sadhu, sadhu. Sadashiva is the name of a sadhu or name of a deity.
Not sure about that. But in the Bible, Christ is recorded to say, you have not heard his voice and you have not seen his shape. He is chastising in a chastising way to the priests. You have not heard his voice and you have not seen his shape. That's in the Bible.
There is mentioned in the Bible one churchman,
clergyman, priest.
Clergyman.
Priest.
No, one. Another name. Anyhow, who is preaching, reading Bible in Rajshahi, and one churchman used to book, take class of Bible, and many gentlemen used to go. One gentleman came to me, he told, I was a young boy. He was perhaps 20 or 30 years senior than me when I was here, 45, perhaps he was 75 or so. He told me, he gave the name and the particulars and correctly, that was the name of that clergyman. And he was reading Bible. One night Moses saw in dream that God is ordering him to this and to do this. And I stood up. I was a boy, stood up. And they stopped his reading. And they said, what is your question? There was a custom, if anyone had any question to ask, he will stand up and he will take up his question. I stood up. The Moses saw in a dream God, his dream. What did he saw? What did he see? He saw in a dream, so must be a figure. A dream, he must have seen a figure. And what sort of figure? He stopped for some time. This boy, what he has asked, I shall have to think for some time. And then, tomorrow, in this class, I shall try to explain. But he omitted. This is big vision, not clear enough. As is, the only human have got soul. And the animals and trees, they have got no soul. This Quran and the Bible, they have got defect here. Where there is vitality, there is soul. As everywhere there is soul. But they say only human. So if we kill a goat or an elephant, a tree, there is no reaction. But in the Vedic scripture says, no. This is also hinsa. You are killing a goat, you are killing a cow. There is also soul. Soul is suffering in that condition. 84 lakhs of species, soul is wandering through. This is Vedic conception. But Quran and the Bible, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has reached a compromise. That it is by installment, parokkhavada vidoyam. So, that is, there is revealed truth, sruto, revealed truth, but according to the paraphernalia, it deals by installment. So to them, it was impossible to take them out of this hinsa, this pashubhojan. Revealed truth does not disclose that there is light. Because the receiver was not very qualified. That is his compromise. Anyhow, there, and that there is no figure. In Vyajmani, I am told by one Maharaj that they produced a theater based on Bible. Then the father, they put the father in the drama, put the father in a high balcony and with gray beard and old appearance, old of something, not young, some aged appearance with gray beard and put there, and from there he is saying, do this, do not do this, dictating in a show.
Yes.
The poor, yeah, blessed the position of figure of God like that. The figure, but they can't think that figure, the negative side. Apani padu, bhajavanogita, paśyatta chakhu. Shankari is also of the same conception. There cannot be figure in the spiritual, no differentiation in the spiritual line, spiritual substance. All differentiation only in the material, but no differentiation character in the spiritual world. But where does it come from? Mahaprabhu says, where do you get it? Paśyati acakhu. He can see, but he has got no eye. What does it mean? That he has got spiritual eye, not fleshy eye. Apani padu. He has got no leg, no hand. But he can catch, he can go, walk. What does it mean? Not this ordinary fleshy leg or fleshy hand. But he has got hand, leg, eye, everything he has got. That means conclusion that is all spiritual, not mundane. What is not in the cause can never come in the effect. It is there. So in the Padmata reflection we find it here. The differentiation. That is not the differentiative mass of spirit. That is the primary conception, Brahma conception. But within that, there is Paramatma, all pervading, and then Narayan, the dictator, within there, that can take initiative, not an inert substance. In this way, it is in progress towards Krishna conception. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Well, there is a saying that when Jesus was disappeared from the place to the unknown quarter for 12 years or so. Is it not?
Yes, yes. No record.
No record in his life where he was.
Yes.
At that time he came to India and he got some sort of touch with Indian sadhus and then went back. There is a saying like that. And some say that after his resurrection he came to Kashmir. He did not die. They put, thinking that he is dead, put them in a cave. And the day of the resurrection, they say, after 3 days, he came back. He got his energy again, and he came away from there and came to Kashmir. There is a saying like that in India. Kashmir is in India.
There's in the Christian church, they say Christ ascended. He lifted himself up and come out of sight of the disciples.
And we are in the sky.
That's how they say he left.
Maybe the devotees. Figures like that, not flesh and blood. Then maybe you went up.
So it is possible that Christ knew a form of worship, a form of...
Christ knew?
Christ knew of some form of the Lord.
Yes.
Some
yes.
Ishtadev.
Yes.
Father, he told.
But the conception of God is not very clear.
He did not teach in detail.
Very approximate. That Christ's preaching is theistic. Theistic, but not complete. Partial. Representation of theism.
You said within Brahman, Paramatma, and also Bhagavan, dictating, not inert. But Krishna, he is enjoying in Golok. He's not so much directly directing things here, is he not? He's not so much dictating extraordinary...
Precisely, his dictation is not clear, but he is the prime cause, or he is looking at his player. They are only working. This Bhagavan and the Paramatma, they are working by the space supplied by Krishna.